Space Junk, Meteorites, and Comets. Text by Nicholas Brash. When you hear this sound, turn the page. Chapter 1. The Crowded Skies. From Earth, the sky appears calm. During the day, the sun shines down. At night, the moon and the stars shine and twinkle. Everything appears calm and serene. But in reality, there are millions of objects hurtling through the skies. These objects include space junk, meteors, and comets. Chapter 2. Space Junk. From Earth to Space. Space junk is the term given to objects that start life on Earth but end up in space. It is believed that there are more than 1 million pieces of junk in space, although most of them are small enough to fit into a person's hand. Some types of space junk are items that have been thrown away by astronauts, such as plastic bags and drinking cups. Other common types of space junk are rocket parts that have been designed to come apart from the main rocket during a mission. Space junk can also include pieces of equipment that have come off spacecraft and satellites. Common items of space junk: old spacecraft parts, nuts and bolts, solar cells, old satellites, bits of paint, used rocket stages, pieces of solid fuel. Speeding through space. Space junk doesn't float through space. It speeds through space at about 28,000 kilometers an hour. Space junk can be a threat to spacecraft and satellites. If a speeding piece of metal the size of a tennis ball hit a spacecraft, the impact would be the same as if someone had detonated 25 sticks of dynamite inside the spacecraft. Re-entry. Every year, hundreds of pieces of space junk fall back into the Earth's atmosphere. Most of them are so small that they burn up before they reach the Earth's surface. Those that do hit the Earth usually land in water, because almost three-quarters of the Earth's surface is water. Most people on Earth live close to other people, so there are vast areas of land where few people live. Even when space junk slams into the land, it usually falls nowhere near areas where people live. Skylab. The most famous piece of space junk to fall to Earth was the USA space station Skylab. On the 11th of July, 1979, Skylab re-entered the Earth's atmosphere. It broke up into many pieces that landed in remote areas of Australia and in the Indian Ocean, off the Western Australian coast. One Western Australian town, Esperance, decided to get their own back on the USA. It is believed that the city of Esperance sent the US government a $400 fine for littering. Chapter 3. Meteorites. Meteorites are pieces of space rocks, planets, or other space bodies that fall to Earth. Some meteorites are pieces of comets. A few meteorites have been proven to be pieces of the Moon or Mars. Most meteorites come from asteroids. Asteroids are very large rocks that travel through space. Most of the asteroids in our solar system are between Mars and Jupiter. Studying meteorites. Meteorites have provided scientists with a lot of information about our solar system. Scientists are very interested in finding out what metals are in meteorites. This information provides them with clues about the types of life that may have existed on other planets. Scientists who have studied meteorites from the moon have worked out that the Earth and the moon were most likely part of the same planet billions of years ago. Damaging the Earth. Meteors enter the Earth's atmosphere every day. Most are so small that they burn up before hitting the surface. However, large meteorites have caused a great deal of damage. There have been several times in the history of the Earth that meteorites have caused so much damage that humans may not have been able to survive. It is believed that a meteorite caused the dinosaurs to become extinct. Chapter 4. Comets. Comets are bodies of frozen gases, ice and dust, that hurtle through space. These gases, ice and dust, were left over when planets and stars were formed. Comets only become visible from Earth when they pass near the Sun. The most famous comet is Halley's Comet. It is visible from Earth about every 76 years, and last appeared in 1986. The nucleus, coma, and tail. There are three main parts to a comet: the nucleus, the coma, and the tail. The nucleus is a small, solid part made up of frozen gases and water. The coma is a huge cloud of dust and gases that surrounds the nucleus. The tail is made up of tiny particles of dust that have been propelled from the nucleus by escaping gases. The tail of a comet is usually several million kilometers long.